I got a lot to say. There was a lot of hypocrisy, but number one, I think it's one of the most ridiculous things that I've seen since we've been in the Senate, is allowing a joint session for a mayor-elect. Every time I have a mayor elected in my district from now on, I'm going to ask for a joint session and make sure they're here to address the whole body, as was done today. Heard a lot of hypocrisy from the mayor-elect. He addressed, said that Chicago was the economic engine of Illinois, which could not be farther from the truth. The ag industry is the number one economic driver in the state of Illinois, and I think he needs to realize that. Not once did he condone the violence that we've seen in Chicago, especially this last week. He said that our officers in Chicago are doing too much, when in reality, he just needs to let them do their job, and instead of handcuffing law enforcement. He said we need more jobs for young people, but at the same time, he wants to tax the job creators out of the city of Chicago, wants to make Chicago a mecca for allowing people to come into the state and kill their unborn children. And one of the most hypocritical and dangerous statements I've ever heard a politician in my life say was he wants government philanthropy. If you think about what he said in that statement, that is him saying, I want your tax dollars from everywhere in the state, and I'm going to do with it in Chicago what I think is best. And based on what he said today, that is one of the most dangerous things I've ever heard. You know, the farther we have this progressive agenda, which this is a progressive agenda on steroids, the more we see that in places like the city of Chicago, the more pressure is going to be put on us to bail them out. And I can assure my voters in the 47th district that you will never get a vote to bail out Chicago for me.